So why is everything going crazy? We're going to tell you why. Why is everything going crazy? Why is knowledge increasing? Why is the AI on the scene? Why is all the wars and rumors of wars and all the craziness and insanity? Why is it all culminating to some singularity? They talk about the singularity, the AI singularity. That's what they're talking about, right? Well, the reason is, as Jesus comes back to rule and reign for 1,000 years, the fact that he's coming back to rule, first time he went to the cross, this time he's coming back to rule, and that 1,000 years ain't gonna be no game. The church is called up, raptured up. And so right now, everything's approaching that. The end of the age of the Gentiles, everything is approaching that singularity where Jesus is coming back. So the AI has to counter it, right? So Jesus, the righteous one, is coming back. That's the true singularity. So what has to happen? Wile E. Coyote has to counteract it. It's the Antichrist. Wile E. Coyote versus Roadrunner. The flesh versus the spirit. And so as the spiritual understanding increases in the earth plane, the collective of the earth plane, so knowledge is increasing, inventions are increasing, everything's exponentially growing, and knowledge and everything. And so what happens in a situation like that? Jesus, you know, Jesus is God and he's coming back to rule. So, you know, the technology is going to be off the roof, because we're talking about Jesus, the image of the Godhead bodily on earth, ruling. And technology has to increase. So as the technology increases, the devil's a copycat. So he's, and the flesh is the opposite. So you have the spirit versus the flesh versus the spirit. It's really the flesh persecutes the spirit, which is the flesh versus the spirit. The spirit is trying to pull people out of the flesh mind, just like the movie The Matrix. The movie The Matrix is telling you everything you need to know. Everything is really telling you everything that you need to know. Everything is saying the same thing. And so the flesh is counterintuitive to the spirit mind, and the flesh tries to, so when Jesus is coming back, the culmination of the ages, the singularity, so the spiritual born again, they say praise God, hallelujah, and they're more right, they become more righteous. The devil becomes more evil, right, over time, psychopath. He's making copies of himself. Jesus is making copies of himself. And so the devil tries to be Christ-like, Christ, you know, just like the works-based salvation people. It's all outward show. They try to be Christ-like, but there's no inner transformation. It's all outward show. It's fake. It's not a real heart transformation. It's just outward show, pretend, you know, plastic, fake reality. Long story short, what you're seeing is the energy of the flesh trying to be spiritual and trying to come up with all these new age things, all these new inventions and all. It's trying to equalize the spirit, and so as the spirit's increasing, the flesh is increasing. Because the anti is always trying to be copy the spiritual, but it does it in a negative way. It can't copy because it's the anti. Like you have a positive one, you have a negative one. And so the negative one is the Antichrist. And the negative one is going to try to pretend to be like Christ. And that's what the Freemasons are bringing on. The Ma sons. M is water, A is blood. They don't have the energy of the spirit, so it's all the energy of the flesh. And so the Antichrist is trying to create all these man-made inventions for mankind to worship, you know. It's all anti. As we see the day approaching, we also see the Antichrist approaching. And man trying to be his own God, you know.